In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just finished listening on my way down to a prison to a sermon, or actually a talk, more or less, about giving homilies and about the importance of the person giving the homily to be prepared to lead a Christian life, to have an inner life, to be aware of the needs of his flock and to be engaged with his flock. It's all very good stuff, no doubt about it. But I was thinking as I was listening to it, that I've given a lot of sermons. I'm very engaged with my flock. I love them very much. I'm aware of many of their needs. I'm absolutely sincere in my desire to help them. And yet, many, many sermons that I say, a lot of people don't necessarily respond to them. I say things about, preparing for the holy mysteries, fasting, coming to the services. There will always be people that are not fasting. There will always be people that are not coming to the services except the last half of liturgy, that very seldom commune, or that have problems in their lives that I'm ministering to, but they don't substantially change. This is a fact of life in interacting with human beings. In fact, it's a fact of life with ourselves, since we have long-standing passions that take a long time to heal. So a pastor preaches, he teaches, he counsels, and those things are all important. And there is some success in those things. Of course, if we were considered to be baseball players, we would be considered to be a good field no-hit because our batting average is pretty low. But the most important thing that a pastor does, and that I'm becoming more and more aware of, despite my sinfulness, I should have known this a long time ago, really deeply in internally, and I said this a long time ago, but I feel it deeper and deeper every day. The most important thing that a pastor can do is pray for his flock. There are problems in those I love that cannot be helped except by the grace of God. That doesn't mean that I'm dealing with a bunch of terrible misfits. The fact is, we're all misfits, and we all can do nothing without God's help. So teaching, preaching, counseling, all those things are important, but they must come out of a rich prayer life for others. Now, I've done some practical things to help me to pray for people. There's so many names that I couldn't just do them by memory. My memory doesn't work that way. So I've got their diptychs, my diptychs and all their names. I've got them electronically so that I can make updates very quickly. I can do it on my computer. I can print it out. I can even read them on my phone, and I do that quite often. So they're always available to me. And I'm convinced that I should pray triple, quadruple what I do for my flock. And with God helping me, I pray for them every day. But the most important thing that I can do is pray for them. Now, I really don't have confidence in my own personal prayers. I'm a sinner, and I see no reason why God would want to listen to my prayers. But I do see a reason why he would listen to the prayers of one of his priests. Because God chooses to listen to his priests, regardless of their sinfulness. So that's part of the reason why I feel compelled to serve a Malebon every week, where I mention all of the flock and many others besides by name. And also a divine liturgy every week, one weekday of the week, in which I also do that again, mention everybody by name, aloud in the fervent actenia of the liturgy. And of course, in the liturgy, commemorate everyone that is Orthodox in the proscomity and pray for them if they're not Orthodox during the proscomity. I feel compelled to do that because I have no confidence in my own prayers, but I do have confidence that God will listen to my prayers, not because I am giving them, but because a priest is giving them before the altar. I think anyone should apply this idea to their life. Yes, you should help your children. Yes, you should teach your children. But you should pray more about your children than you should teach your children. Now, that's a mistake that I made when I was younger. I didn't do enough of that. And maybe my saying this might cause someone to reevaluate and pray more. We must pray more for others. Now, if God hears our prayers, so much the better. But in praying for others, our heart softens, we become more patient, we are wiser. It's very, very important. Without prayer for others, we really don't love them because we've forgotten them. Now, we have a fast-paced life. We have lots of stuff to do and lots of entertainments competing for our time that the ancients didn't have. It's a tough time to be a Christian now. But we must use our time wisely. May God bless us and help us in all things.